Now let's begin the ninth parak, parak tes, v'elu hein hanisrafin, the Mishnah. The following arayas are punishable by sreifa, by burning. Number one who is bayal to an isha and her daughter, isha ubita, i.e. he's married to one, and he's bayal the other. Number two, the daughter of a kayin who is married, and now she is mezana. Aviha hi mechalelas. Only she is chayev for sreifa, the man is chayev for chenek. And finally, other arayas, which are learnt via gzereshava from isha uvita, for example, a granddaughter. And the Gemara says, from the different psukim, which use the word zima, we learn that when it comes to arayas, the family trees work out the same, whether there is a man or a woman, at the end. Zacharim are considered kenekevas. For example, the mother of a father-in-law is usser, just like the mother of a mother-in-law. The Gemara says, from Zima, we also learn that Maila has the same halacha as Mata by Arias. For example, a granddaughter is forbidden just like a daughter. Also, a later generation has the same din as an earlier generation. Dafayin Vav. The Pasuk only discusses the erva of granddaughter. Ervas bas bincha ovas vitra. How do we know a daughter is considered an erva? Abaye says it's a kal v'chaymer. If a granddaughter is usser, surely a daughter is usser. I ain einshin min adin. We cannot learn such a big einish simply from a kal v'chaymer. That's a general rule in Shas. Gemara answers, it's just a gili milsa, a simon. If a granddaughter is called a karev via a daughter, so a daughter is also called a karev. Rava says, we learn it from heina. The Gemara says a person shouldn't give his daughter to marry a zaken, or she'll be tempted to be mezana. The Meiri says, this iser is only if a man marries his daughter off to a repulsive zaken, but to stam a zaken, it's okay. The Sefer Chasidim also says that the only iser is if she doesn't want to marry the zaken, but if she does want to marry him, then it's okay no matter who it is. Taisus asked in the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, how can one marry off a son as a katan? A kedushin from a katan is in chal. Taisus answers, it doesn't mean mamish a katan, but it means just after they become a gadol. That's when this halacha applies. Al-Hadaf brings Rabbeinu Yonason, cited by the Sefer Chamra V'Chaya, learns that a father who advises his daughter to reject a certain marriage proposal on the grounds that the proposed boy is not suitable for her. Before accepting her father's advice, the girl should examine whether the father's opinion is perhaps unfairly influenced by his desire to keep her at home for her household services, in which case she should not listen to him. Rabbeinu Yonason thus indicates that a child is not obligated to listen to his parents' directions and desires concerning a shidduch, even though there's a mitzvah of kibbutz avayim, but a child must make their own decisions with regard to shidduchim. The Marik in Sheresh Kuf Samach Vav, Sifkat and Gimel, is brought lahalacha in the Ramah Yeradeya, Seif Simin Reish Mem, directly addresses such a question, and rules likewise that a boy is not mechuyev to pay heed to his parents' objections to a proposed shidduch, if the boy's selected mate appears to be a suitable wife. Firstly, the Marik argues that the fact that the Rav prohibits one to marry a woman through a shliach without first meeting her in person, as we see from the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, Osur Lekadesh Isha Ad Sheirena, indicates that it's a mitzvah for one to marry a woman of his own choice who finds favor in his eyes, since that will promote harmony, shalom bayis, within the house. Therefore, telling a child not to marry someone of his choice is tantamount to telling him to transgress a mitzvah, which a parent has no authority to do. Secondly, the Marik contends that technically speaking, the mitzvah of kibbutz avayim obligates one to obey a parent's request only if it relates to the parent's personal needs and comfort, such as serving them a meal, and so on. But one is not mechuyev to fulfill his parents' wishes, which have nothing to do with their own personal comfort or needs. Rabbi Akiva says, we have no ani in Yisrael who is a crafty Rasha, or someone who keeps his daughter who is a begeres and doesn't marry her off. They also said, be wary of someone who gives advice, but it's only for his own benefit. The Gemara says, Meisvei, ha'ayvev es ishtai kegufai, v'ha'mechavda yoyser migufai, v'ha'madrich banov uv'noisav b'derech yishara, v'ha'masiyan samach lepirkan, olav ha'kosev aymer, v'yadata ki shalom ayhalecha. If a person loves his wife like himself, he is mechabed her yoyse megufa. He gives her kavod more than himself. Rashi says he, for example, buys her jewelry. If he brings up his sons and daughters in a good, straight way, and if he marries them close to marriageable age, i.e. at the youngest age possible, then peace will be in your tent. The pasuk in Iyov, Perakei, V'yadata, Ki Shalom Ayhalecha. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Seif Perak Tesvav, lays out for the purpose of Shalom Bayis the chiyuvim of a husband to a wife and the chiyuvim of a wife to a husband. The chiyuvim of a husband to a wife are he has to be Ava Kegufay, Mechabda Yoyser Megufay, Marbe V'Toyvasa Kefim Emayne, Lo Yatil Eimo Yosera. He has to be Medaber Benachas, V'lo Yehi Atzav V'le Ragzon. A wife to a husband has the chiyuvim of Mechabda Yoyser Midai, Tira Mimenu, Tasa Ritzayne, Machshivai Kemaisar Oymelech, Mahaleches B'Tayvas Libay, and Marcheches Kolma Sheyisne. Tana Rabbanan, Ha'oyev Eshchenav, V'hamalve Sela Lo'ani B'Shas Doiche. If a person loves his neighbors and he gives money, he loans money to an ani when he needs it, Olav HaKosev Oymer, Oz Tikra V'Hashem Yana, the Pasuk in Yeshaya Nun Ches. When you daven, Hashem will listen to you. The Mishnah. Here are the people who are chayev misas hereg, i.e. saif via the sword. Eroitzeach, a murderer, and anshe ir hanidachas. If a person pushed someone into fire, and the person could have escaped, but he died anyways, the indirect murderer is potter from misa. If Reuven incited a snake or a dog and it killed Shimon, Reuven is potter, since it's grama. But if Reuven pushed the fangs of a snake into Shimon and he died, Rabbi Yehuda says he's chayev. The Chachamim say he's pater. Dafayin Zayin, the Gemara. Rava says if Reuven tied up Shimon and he died from hunger, Reuven is pater, since at the time he tied him up, the cause of death, i.e. hunger, wasn't there. Masha'ein ken, if he tied him up in the hot sun and he died from sunstroke, then Reuven is chayev, since at the time of tying him up, the cause of death, the sun, was there. Unless the sun wasn't out yet, then he's pater. Rashi says that while the murderer is putter from Misa, from Bezdin, he nevertheless will be judged in Shamayim. The Rambam in Hilchos Retzeach, Paragimel Halacha Yud, also writes that a person who indirectly causes someone else's death is called a Retzeach, and he's subject to Misa Bidei Shamayim. V'derish damim, derish mimenu dam. The Or Sameach in Hilchos Retzeach, Perak Aleph Halacha Ches, says that the Halacha of Redef applies even to an indirect murder. And therefore, a bystander, or the victim himself, may kill the attacker to prevent him from indirectly causing someone else's death. Rava says if Reuven pushed Shimon into a boar with a ladder, so escape was possible, and someone else came and took the ladder away, Reuven is potter. If Reuven threw a stone at a wall, and it rebounded and hit and killed Shimon, he's chayev if his original kavana was to kill Shimon. Dafayin Ches. If 10 people struck one man with 10 different sticks, they're all potter, since no one person killed him. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says, if done b'zeh achar zeh, the last person is chayef. In other words, it's the straw that broke the camel's back. If a person is about to die, and someone strikes him dead, the striker is putter, since he was going to die anyways. Rava says, if his wounds were originally from man, a geisis bidei adam, then he's putter. But if someone is dying a natural death, geisis bidei shamayim, then this person who strikes him is chayef. Finally, any edus which cannot result in a potential situation of edim zaymimin cannot become kosher edus, since it's edus she'iata yochol lahazima. And since we have a gzeres hakasev that all edus has to be edus she'yochol lahazima, this edus would not be kosher, because it's edus she'iata yochol lahazima. The Mishnah. If Reuven struck his friend with a stone, or an egreif with a fist, and Bezdin thought he'll die, but then he got better, and then later on he died anyway, then this person is chayev. Reb Nechemya says, Reuven is potter, since it's raglayim lodavar, that he must have died from a different cause, i.e. because he started getting better. Gemara. The halacha, according to the Tanna Kamma, we put Reuven in prison until we see what ends up happening to Shimon. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Mekayshish Eitzim was chayev Misa, but he just didn't know which form of Misa. The next Mishnah. If Reuven tried to kill an animal, or an Akum, and instead he killed a Jewish person, then he's pater. If Reuven tried to hit Shimon on the waist, which wouldn't kill him, but he accidentally hit him in the chest and he killed him, then he's pater. If vice versa, but he died anyways, then he's also pater. If he was mistraven to hit a gadol, which would not have killed the gadol, but he accidentally hit a katan and killed a katan, then he's pater. But if he tried to hit him on the waist in a way that would have killed him, but instead he hit him on the heart and he died anyways, then he's chayev. If someone had kavana to hit a gadol, and it could have killed him when he hit the gadol, but instead he hit a katan and he killed him, then he's chayev. Rabbi Shimon says he's pater, because if you have kavana to kill one person, but you kill someone else, you're pater. Dafayin tes, the Gemara. If you throw a stone into a crowd of 9 goyim and 1 Yisrael, then he's pater, since it's rov goyim. And even if half are goyim and half are Yisraelim, then he's still pater, since we say safek nefashas lahakel. Rashi explains that we learn safek nefashas lahakel from the pasuk in Bamidbar Lamed Hei, v'shaftu ha'eda v'hitzil ha'eda. However, if there are 9 Yisraelim and 1 guy, you would think he's chayev since there's rov Yisraelim. Rabbi Shimon says he's pater anyway, since the 1 guy is kavua, and we say kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami, therefore it's like 50-50, and we say safik nefashas lohakal. Taisvis in Baba Basra, Daf Nun Amud Beis, asks, this is brought in Al Hadaf, why is it necessary to derive this principle from the pasuk of Yitzila Ha'eda? Inasmuch as there is a well-known rule of Hamaitzi Mechaveru Olav Haraya, which states that a person's property cannot be confiscated merely on the basis of suffix, certainly one's life cannot be taken in cases of doubt. Rashi apparently holds that the concept of a mitzi mechavero olav haraya is applicable only regarding civil disputes, where the one in possession of the money is a muchzak. However, regarding dini nefashas, the rule does not apply, because a person is not necessarily considered a muchzak with regard to his life, as Taisvus in Bava Kama, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, says. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman explains that perhaps the concept of muchzak is applicable and is deemed an advantage only regarding cases concerning Benanam Lechavero, man and his fellow man. The fact that Reuven is a muchzak and is in possession of disputed money gives him a legal advantage over Shimon, who is trying to take the money from him. However, in the case of Dinei Nefashas, this is not viewed as a dispute between the accused and Bezdin, but rather Benanam Lechavero, between Hashem and man. Therefore, the fact that one theoretically may be called a muchzak on his life is no advantage to him with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah said, according to Reb Shimon, that if a person has kavana to kill one person, but he kills someone else, he's pater. Because if one has kavana to kill one person and he killed someone else, he's pater. According to the Rabbanan, he would be chayev, since we learn from two people fighting who kill a pregnant woman, he's chayev misa, since we say nefesh tachas nefesh. So even though Reuven meant to kill one person, Shimon, but instead killed someone else, he's chayev. The next Mishnah. If a murderer got mixed up with other people, everyone is pater. If a few people, all of whom were chayev for misa, got mixed up, we give all of them the lightest sentence. I.e., because it's a suffix, if one, for example, is chayev sreifa and one is chayev chenek, we give everyone chenek. Gemara. All are pater in the reisha, because it's a suffix, and suffix nefashas lohakel. Finally, a person's gemar din must take place in the presence of the person who is chayev misa. Daf Pei. Two people were standing, and an arrow came out from between them and killed someone. Both are pater, even if one of them is a big tzaddik, like Abba Chalafta, where you'd say the tzaddik surely didn't do it, so the other guy must have done it. If a cow killed someone now, so therefore there's a chi of misa, and then it had a baby, if the baby was born before the gemar din, the vlad is mutter. If it was born after, then the vlad is usser, since we say uber yerach imai. Rava says vlad hanirvas is usser. The vlad of an animal who had relations with a man, just like the mother is usser, so too the vlad is also usser, since it's as if the vlad was involved in the bia as well, since the vlad was inside the mother at the time of the avera. As we say, he uvlada nivalu. Rabbi Akiva Eger asks, in Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eger, Simon Kufayin Beis, according to this Memra, if this is true, how is it possible for a man to have relations with his pregnant wife? You could say, if he's bayal his pregnant wife, it's like he's being bayal his own daughter, who is now in his wife, which is usur due to arayas. And even if you want to say that a bia to a child less than age 3 is not really an erva, but it's still usur midrabanan, We can answer that there's a big nafkamina between these two cases. In the case of Raiveya, the Vlad is Osir, because the Isser, which is Chal on the mother, passes to the Vlad as well. Masha Enkein, by a pregnant woman, there is no Isser on her. So the Metzias of Isser cannot be passed down to the daughter. A Vlad of a mother, the Gemara says, who gored, is also Osir, to be used as a carbon, since both the mother and the child participated in the goring. If after the goring the mother became pregnant, the Vlad is mutter. If before the goring the mother became pregnant, the Vlad is usser, since it participated in the goring. Aye, but why should it be usser if you hold zevze gerim mutter? The product of two causes is really mutter. The Vlad should be mutter, since it came from a mother who was usser, but a father who was mutter. Classical cases of zevze gerim are cases in Yeradeya of isser veheter, where if you have two different things, one which is mutter and one which is osir, getting mixed with something else which is mutter, do we say that those two things together, zeh v'zeh garim, one which is mutter and one which is osir, are those two things as an entity considered mutter or considered osir in order to asir or matir this other thing that it's getting put into? For example, let's say you have yogurt which is being made. Yogurt is made with a number of cultures. So if a trefa culture accidentally gets mixed into the yogurt in order to make the yogurt. So, lechatchila, of course, this would be asur to do, because ein mevatel nisi lechatchila, you're not allowed to put something asur into it in order to make the yogurt. But let's say, for example, you put in four yogurt cultures. Three of those cultures were kosher. One of those cultures was treif. So do we say the yogurt is now asur? Because since you put in a treifa culture inside the yogurt, what made the yogurt was something which involved tarfus, therefore the yogurt is completely treif. Or do you say zeh v'zeh garim, since three of the cultures that were put in are mutter, but only one of the four cultures that are now being put in is usser, therefore since it's zeh v'zeh garim, three of the cultures are mutter, one of the cultures is usser, since it's zeh v'zeh garim, therefore b'di'eved, the yogurt would be mutter. This is really the machlokes about zeh v'zeh garim. Anyway, the Avni Meluim brings down the Ran from Masechta Avodah Zarah, who says that the reason that the Mandi Amru holds Zev Zegarim is Mutter is based on the Klal of Bitul Berayv. Since the Tzad of the Isser is only a Gairim, we say Chad B'Chad Batul. And since the Yisoid of Zev Zegarim is based on Bitul Berayv, so from there you can deduce that Chametz B'Pesach, which is Osir B'Masho, even Zev Zegarim is Osir, since the heter of Zev Zegarim is based on Bittul. And Chametz B'Pesach, we say, Afilu B'Elef Loi Batul. We know that if a little bit of Chametz gets mixed in to a pot of potatoes, for example, on Pesach, the entire pot becomes Osir, because we say it's not Batul. Chametz B'Pesach, Afilu B'Elef Loi Batul. So Bittul wouldn't work at all. Since Bittul wouldn't work at all, Zev Zegarim cannot work either, because the whole Klal of Zev Zegarim, according to this, is based on Bittul Barayv. The Kesef Mishnah adds, in Hilchas Nedarim Perakei, in the Rambam, that by a dover sheyesh le matirin, something which, for example, now is in one status, but eventually it's usser now, but eventually it will become mutter, we say the same rule of afilu bi'elef le batal also applies to dover sheyesh le matirin. Since by a dover sheyesh le matirin, it's also not batal at all, zev zegarim would not apply to a case of dover sheyesh le matirin either. The Gemara says if a cow conceived before the Gemar Din, but she gave birth after the Gemar Din, the Vlad is Osir, since we say Uber Yarach Imai, the embryo is part of the mother. Tafpeyalf. If a father made a mistake about a mitzvah, you shouldn't say, Father, you made a mistake, but rather just point out the halacha and let him deduce on his own what he did wrong. Kach v'kach kaseh b'tayr. You should say, this is the halacha, and let him figure out that he did something wrong. The Mishnah. If a person did two averis, which had two different misas, he gets the harsher misa of the two. If he was over one avera, which has a double einish, he's punished for the zika rishaina. Gemara. The makor for this is from Psukim in Yecheskel. If a person is over an avera, which had two einshim, for example, he's boil a woman who is an erva in two ways, he only gets punished for the first avera, since we say, ein iser chal al iser. The Mishnah. If a person was over on a lav, and he received malchus, if he repeated it again, he gets malchus a second time. If he does it a third time, Beis Din puts him in a cell, and he's fed barley until his stomach splits. Gemara. He has a chazaka that he's a sinner after just two times. This isn't like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who says you need to be over three times before you're called a Rasha, before you have a cheskas Rasha. The Gemara says a hasra, a warning to lead to an einish, is only good if the person specifically said, the person who was warned, that he knows that this action is usser, but he's going to do it anyways. The inyan of kippah, the cell that we talked about in the Mishnah, is learned from a remez in the Torah that someone who is a muchsak as a Rasha is chayev misa. Finally, Reish Lakish says that a person does not know the exact time that he will die, so he must always be careful and always think about ways to do tshuva. The Mishnah. If someone murders, and there are no edim, we put him in a cell and give him starvation rations until he dies. Gemara. The case of the Mishnah is that there's clear evidence that he killed, but they couldn't kill him due to technicalities. The Mishnah. If someone steals klei shareis from the Beis Hamikdash, or someone who is bayil in Aramis, so there is a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that someone who is a kanoi and feels for the sanctity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can kill him. Kanoim paigim bay. If a zar does the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Akiva says the chiyuv is chenek, the chachamim say there's misa bidei shamayim. Dach pebeis the Gemara. Rabbi Chiya says whoever is bayil a goya, it's as if he was ovid avoda zara, and he gets an einish for four things. Number one, nida. Number two, shifcha. Number three, Gaya, and number four, Zaina or Eshesish. The din of Kanaim Paigimbai is only as if it's done on impulse. In other words, at the Shas HaAvera. Not if someone plans to kill somebody for doing one of these Averas. As we see that Pinchas killed Zimri via an impulse feeling in order to protect the shame Hashem. The Gemara says there were six Nisim that happened in the time of Pinchas and Zimri, including the fact that the people didn't rebel and kill Pinchas. In this magefa, which happened in that time, 24,000 people were killed. A kayin who was tameh and did the avoda, the pirchei kahuna would take him out of the azara and crush his head with sticks. If a carpet is shechted outside of the azara, which is called shchutei chutz, the chiyuv is kares. Some avoidas have no misa, since they're followed by an additional avoda. For example, one who pours oil into the mincha, or one who mixes it, the one who prepares the menorah, or one who collects the dam from the Kabbalah, any of these done b'chutz has no misa. Daf Pei Gimel. These people are chayev misa bidei shamayim. Number one, oichel tevel, a person who eats produce where no trumas or maisus were taken off. Number two, a kayin tameh who ate truma. Number three, a zar who ate truma or who did avoda. A zar is someone who is a non-kayin. Number four, a tful yaim who did avoda. Number five, a kayin tame who did the avoda. Number six, one who is mechusar kapara. And finally, a kayin who was intoxicated when he did the avoda. What about a kayin who had a mum and did the avoda? Rabbi says he's chayav misa. The chachamim say he's just over on a loisase. The Gemara says the din of pigul and noiser don't apply to tevel and truma, only to kachim. And finally, a kayin who was a tful yaim, i.e. he was tevel from Tuma, but needed to wait until nightfall before he was mutter, before he was tahar. If he did the avoda, he's also chayev misa. Daf Pei Dalet. A kayin must do the avoda while standing. If he sits, he's considered like a hedyot, and his avoda is osur. And finally, if a person was mayel, and it was bemezid, Rabbi says the punishment is misa. The chachamim say there is no misa for this avera. This marks the end of this parak, and at this point we will conclude our shir.